You are listening to Spot 127 Project Freedom, a collection of podcasts on expressions of freedom in the United States. In this series, Arizona youth discuss a variety of topics that stem from discussions with Dr. Wanda Tucker, Rio Salado's Faculty Chair of Psychology, Philosophy, and Religious Studies. These stories are brought with support from the Maximus Foundation.
Hi, my name is Anna Whitley, and I'm here at Spot 127 with my guests, Marissa Colon, Alexis Maldonado, and Edith Guzman, to discuss the pursuit of happiness. We are here to analyze what happiness is and how it is unique to each individual. Everyone works to achieve their happiness while overcoming obstacles in life, but how can these obstacles change the meaning of happiness? How do you define your happiness?
Well, I define my happiness as something that I enjoy, such as drawing, anything like that. Simple.
Well, I believe that my happiness is about to do drawings and painting and like listening to music that I like, including watching some funny movies.
I define my happiness by doing things that make me feel like joy and that I like to do.
What makes you happy and how do you express it?
Well, like I said before, anything that I enjoy makes me happy, and I express it by feeling the need to share.
Well, like I said, I really like to do happy things because I do it in good ways.
Mostly my family and reading books makes me happy, and I express it by showing my family how much I love them and reading a bunch of books all the time.
If you have more than one happiness, how do you balance them?
Well, I balance them by giving myself time to, by giving enough time to try everything else, not being very attached.
Well, my balance is to organize things in orders, and that just makes me happy if it doesn't get really mixed up.
I try to spend the same amount of time doing what makes me happy as, like, what makes me happy. Like, I just try to spend equal amount of time doing all the things that make me happy.
What kind of challenges have you encountered during your pursuit of happiness?
I'm not really sure, but with like my family, since they make me happy, there's been times where like we've been really mad at each other and we won't talk to each other for like a month, and so that's a challenge for me.
Well, my challenge is to try to think positive because of my family told me what to do, which is I thought that they don't want me to have fun, but they tried to help me, and I try to believe that they still love me. That is a challenge that I have.
Well, my challenges are there's always people out there that are always trying to bring you down, always trying to bring negativity into your life, and it's a challenge to everybody to at least try to overcome that, try to think better of themselves.
Have these challenges affected what your happiness is? And if so, how has your happiness changed?
My challenges haven't really affected my happiness. I mean, sometimes it would like make me unhappy, but my happiness hasn't changed. It's still been the same.
Well, it happens that a challenge had affected my happiness because it makes me having my doubts, but happiness never stopped until I had to believe in everything. That is true.
Well, to make it personal, I have siblings that are always trying to put me down. And so it makes it difficult, but I won't let that get in the way.
What has motivated you to overcome these challenges and take risks when it comes to achieving your happiness?
Well, I'd like to prove them wrong, basically. Not in a negative way, but prove myself, prove my worth.
Well, I just wanted to think positive instead of negative ways, because if I think of negative ways, it will get me down. But I had to think positive way more, it will lift up my spirits.
I agree with Edith. I just think happy thoughts instead of negative thoughts, so that way I could stay happy instead of sad.
How many risks are you willing to take to achieve your happiness?
I'm willing to take as many risks as it takes, as long as, like, I stay happy and, like, probably not anything too bad, like I wouldn't go hurt someone or anything, but...
Well, I had to do many things to make me happy, as long as nothing bad happens to me.
I think risking things for happiness is good, but I think there's a limit to how much you can do for this, not for the sake of yourself, but also for the sake of others.
Can you explain a little bit more?
Well, let's say there's a case of domestic violence, and obviously you're willing to risk, nobody wants to speak up or anything, nobody wants to go against that person because they're afraid of getting beaten. But if you are willing to risk getting beaten in order to try and better the relationship between the family, it can not only benefit you, but benefit the rest.
Do you find more value in short-term happiness or in long-term happiness? And please provide an example of each for you.
Relationships. So let's say you have a good relationship with friends. Well, that's long-term. Short-term, for me, would be just enjoying the small things, just sitting down, listening to music, or eating a really good type of food. Simple.
Well, I take a long-term to, like, reading books to help me relax and do coloring on pictures and hearing some very good music to help me relax. In the short terms, I had to be with my friends and my family, including eating some food that they make.
So Edith, do you find short-term happiness to be more important than long-term happiness, or are they balanced, or what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I believe I had to do with both.
A long-term happiness for me is I want to graduate college and become a veterinarian, and I've always wanted to do that since I was little. And a short term for me is probably friends, because I'm in high school and friends don't really stick with you through high school. They're like, oh, you're cool, let's hang out. Oh, you're no longer cool, let's not. And so that's a short term for me. And I would say short term happiness and long term happiness are balanced, because, like, they both make you happy.
Do you let others define or alter your own definition of happiness?
Sometimes it feels like they do, but, like, on the inside, what I think it is, I don't, because that happiness to me is different from what everyone else thinks.
Well, I believe that happiness is for everyone, that because they had to feel the joy inside.
I am guilty of letting other people alter my happiness or trying to control it, but until somebody opens their mind or finally realizes what's going on, it is very difficult, but it is possible for them to achieve their own happiness.
Well, thank you for joining us today, and I would also like to thank my guests, Marissa Colon, Alexis Maldonado, and Edith Guzman, for being here. I am Anna Whitley for Spot 127, and we will see you next time.
Bye, thanks for having us.
This has been a presentation from Spot 127 Project Freedom, brought to you in partnership with the Rio Salado College and the Maximus Foundation.